This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. Do you want to be a winner? Everybody wants to win, right? Let's talk about it. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to let everyone know about our Vision for Christ website at gospel2africa.com. It works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. At that internet website, you can listen to past, present, and future programs. Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is gospel2africa.com and on Facebook, facebook.com/gospel2africa. We have internet links to African language Bibles on our Facebook page, which is found at facebook.com/gospel2africa. What if you knew you could join a sports team that was guaranteed to win the playoffs? What if you had advance information from the future that this team would indeed win the final playoff, even though they would lose a few games along the way? Wouldn't you want to be a part of that team? So, am I writing science fiction here? Not really. I am referring to becoming a Christian, which is larger in scope than you or me as individuals committing our lives to Jesus Christ in repentance, surrender, and faith, although it is that. The Bible paints a broad image of humanity over the many centuries of our existence on planet Earth. I have read and studied the Bible for most of my life, and one central theme is apparent from Genesis in the beginning to Revelation in the end. The ultimate winners in this universe are the ones who choose to be on the side of God, and God revealed Himself quite personally in the life and death sacrifice of His only Son, Jesus Christ. A 15-minute broadcast is not enough time to explain what I've learned in a lifetime of Bible study, but I can see the reliability of past prophecies that have already come true. I know the Bible to be 100% reliable. Team Jesus, that is what I like to call all the faithful believers in Jesus throughout all time and in all places. Team Jesus will win the final playoff at the end of the age, at the end of time. This is not bragging or boasting. I am simply reading the future news headlines from the Bible, and I chose in advance to join the winning team. The exciting thing is this: you are not excluded from being on this winning team. It is not as though I am saying I am any better than you. Not at all. Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary about 2,000 years ago as payment for the sins of everyone who would believe that the death of Christ was payment in full for their sins, past, present, and future sins, and that by believing in Christ, believers gain acceptance into the eternal family of God. It is not a closed group. Team Jesus, the metaphor I have created, is open and welcoming to all who choose to join. You join us by faith, true, plain, genuine, honest, sincere faith and trust in Jesus, our glorious Savior, Lord and leader. Jesus, who will never be displaced, never be disgraced, and will never disappoint us. This same Jesus, whom the Apostle John called the Word, is the same one the prophet Isaiah called the Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God. Jesus was present at the creation of our world when Genesis 1:26 records God saying, "Let us make man in our image after our likeness." The best Bible scholars understand the word "us" in this verse to mean the Trinity, God the Father, Jesus the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, one God, but manifested in the world as three divine persons. We were all made by God in the image of God, yet when Adam and Eve sinned in Genesis 3:6, sin marred and scarred all of humanity, but all of the beauty of Eden can be restored and even more in heaven. To get there, people place their wholehearted, complete faith in the Son of God, Jesus, and they do that now before death or before the return of Christ. In the New Testament in Romans chapter 3, we read these words, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, but they are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." This means we are all the same. None of us are good enough for God. God insists on complete moral perfection, and on our own, we are all unfit for heaven. Only by faith can we join Team Jesus and let Jesus make us acceptable to God. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. That is found in the Bible book of Romans, chapter 6, verse 23. The Apostle John, in the gospel book that is named for him, begins his book talking about Jesus this way. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was fully God. The Word was with God in the beginning. All things were created by Him, and apart from Him, not one thing was created that has been created. In Him was life, and the life was the light of mankind." The Apostle Paul, writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, in the book of Colossians, chapter 1, speaking about what God has done for members of Team Jesus, "He delivered us from the power of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His Son He loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins." Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation, for all things in heaven and on earth were created in Him. All things, whether visible or invisible, whether thrones or dominions, whether principalities or powers, all things were created through Him and for Him. Jesus is before all things, and all things are held together in Him. He is the head of the body, the church, as well as the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that He Himself may become first in all things. For God was pleased to have all His fullness dwell in the Son, and through Him to reconcile all things to Himself by making peace through the blood of His cross, through Him, whether things on earth or things in heaven. Again, back to the Apostle John, the same man who penned the Gospel of John wrote three letters which became known in the Bible as 1 John, 2 John, and 3 John. In the book of 1 John chapter 4, we read this, "If anyone confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God resides in him and he in God, and we have come to know and to believe the love that God has in us. God is love, and the one who resides in love resides in God, and God resides in him. By this, love is perfected with us, so that we may have confidence in the day of judgment." Now, that was from the book of 1 John. Then also the Apostle Paul reminds us in the Bible book of Romans chapter 10, "If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and thus has righteousness, and with the mouth one confesses and thus has salvation. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." This is how people join the family of God, what I have termed Team Jesus, the team for all eternity, the one which will win in the end of time. Keep in mind that unlike sports teams where you have to try out and meet certain athletic performance standards to join, such is not the case for joining Team Jesus. In this team, it is only the grace of God activating our faith in Jesus that counts for anything. Even our faith is a gift of God. So in Team Jesus, it's 100% of Jesus and 0% of us. In the Bible book of Ephesians chapter 2, the Apostle Paul, writing by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, explains it this way, "For by grace you are saved, through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God. It is not from works, so that no one can boast." No one can brag about being good enough to join Team Jesus. Romans chapter 8 explains more about being on the winning team, Team Jesus. "Since God is on our side, who can be against us? God did not spare his own son. He gave him up for us all. Then won't he also freely give us everything else? Who can bring any charge against God's chosen ones? God makes us right with himself. Then who can sentence us to death? No one. Christ Jesus is at the right hand of God and is also praying for us. He died. More than that, he was raised to life. Who can separate us from Christ's love? Can trouble or hard times or harm or hunger? Can nakedness or danger or war? No, in all these things we are more than winners. We owe it all to Christ, who has loved us." I am going to pray for each of you right now. I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ, so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people, everywhere. We enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address, gospel2africa.com, and it works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs. We have internet links to African Language Bibles on our Facebook page, which is at facebook.com/gospel2africa. Our main website address is gospel2africa.com. I will repeat that address again in a moment in the event you were not able to write it down. We enjoy reading your letters of how these radio talks affect your life. If you have comments or questions about what I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address, Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, spelled S-W-A-N-T-O-N, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address, gospel2africa.com, and that is gospel2africa.com. On Facebook, facebook.com/gospel2africa. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor, praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a loving, intimate relationship. I will leave you today with this text from the Gospel of John, chapter 3. Here are the words of Jesus. "For this is the way God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world should be saved through him. The one who believes in him is not condemned, The one who does not believe has been condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the one and only Son of God.